Arthur is riding around and he is searching for people to join his Knights of the Round Table.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who goes there?
This is Arthur, King of the Britons.
And I'm the Emperor of Norway. Bugger off. What is it you want?
I'm looking for men.
I had a feeling.
We have ridden the length and the breadth of the land in search of knights to join my court at Camelot. I must speak with your lord and master.
What? Ridden a horse?
Yes.
You're using coconuts.
What?
You've got two empty halves of coconut, and you're banging them together.
So? We have ridden since the snows of winter covered this land, through the kingdom of Mercia, through the
mountains. Where do you get the coconuts?
We found them.
Found them? In Mercia? The coconut's tropical.
What do you mean?
Well, this is a temperate zone.
The swallow may fly south with the sun, or the house martin or plover may seek warmer climes in winter. Yet these are not strangers to our land.
Are you suggesting coconuts migrate?
Not at all. They could be carried.
What? A swallow carrying a coconut?
It could grip it by the husk.
It's not a question of where he grips it. It's a simple question of weight ratios. A 5-ounce bird cannot carry a 1-pound coconut.
Well, it doesn't matter. Will you tell your master that Arthur from the court of Camelot is here?
Listen, in order to maintain airspeed velocity, a swallow needs to beat its wings 43 times every second, right?
Please.
Am I right?
I'm not interested.
Well, you can tell that this is a king. He hasn't got shit all over him.
Was there anything before them? Who was the inspiration for Monty Python? How did they come about?
I don't know this for a fact, but I think it was kind of like a bunch of friends got together and said, let's just kind of improv and be funny. And that's where like the low budgetness kind of look and feel of it comes from, because they literally are just friends just kind of goofing around. That's the story I've heard and that my grandpa's told me. So, and my grandpa is a big fan of Monty Python and all of the TV series that they've done. So,
Savannah Lee, tell me about your character, because I mean, as far as I'm in my recollection, this is the only female character I can recall played by a female in Monty Python. What's how's that been?
It's been crazy, because to like watch the movie and go back and see the type of humor and try to get as much as I can from it, it's so hard because they're men playing women. And of course, but it's been so much fun to take this human playing another mystical creature. And it's such a pivotal character to the story, because without her, Arthur would not be who he is.